The Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, begins tonight, which means the first anniversary of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel comes as Jews around the world mark the high holy days. NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports on one community's preparations.
During the weeks leading up to the High Holy Days, Rabbi Josie Hudson has been teaching a lunchtime class on the University of Southern California campus in Los Angeles.
Welcome, everyone. Let's put our feet on the ground. So as we gather, the question for today is, what's on your heart?
Hudson is the rabbi at the Hillel Jewish Center just across the street.
We root ourselves in presence. We root ourselves in the right here, right now, as we say the blessing for Torah study. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam.
Among the 10 or so taking this class is college senior Dylan Julia Cooper.
Right in the aftermath of October 7th, we held a memorial on campus, which was so beautiful. And it was also really hard because people came to protest. And it was really difficult in my grief to hold my friends crying in my arms and know that people were protesting 20 feet away.
For Cooper, it's also been a year of perseverance.
Entering the High Holy Days this year is a very different experience than it has been ever before. With October 7th smack dab in the middle, I think it serves as a really great reminder of how much we can endure as a community, as a universe.
It's meant figuring out how to let go of disillusionment.
My Jewish friends, my Muslim friends, my Palestinian friends, my Israeli friends, I want them all to feel supported and loved by me. And I don't think that holding on to my anger or holding grudges is a good way to do that.
Sitting right next to Cooper in class is junior Matan Martyr Friedgood. For him, it's been a year on edge.
I have a friend who's not Jewish who's taking the Jewish studies course, and she goes, "Oh, Matan, you're Jewish," and I feel myself tense up. And I'm like, what is this going to be about? Like, what's going to happen? No, she's like, what's a Shabbat morning service, right? It's the most, like, benign question. It is the year in a nutshell, which is like, oh, you're Jewish, uh-oh.
Which has led, Martyr Friedgood says, to something surprising.
My connection to Judaism has grown stronger, I think, because of the pressure that's been put on it. And my connection to other Jews has grown stronger because of the pressure, and I am much more willing to embrace it publicly.
Martyr Friedgood's been asking himself how he and his community can welcome the new year with sweetness.
How do we bring back the Jewish joy? How do we just reincorporate all of the positive sides, all of what it means to be Jewish, all of the great things, all of the reasons we love it, and hold the sadness and the grief at the same time?
It is only through experiences of very real grief that I have come to understand the capacity for very real joy.
Again, Hillel Rabbi Josie Hudson.
It comes within a context of time following October 7th, where all of us in Jewish community have experienced deep anguish.
Anguish at the October 7th murder of more than 1,200 people and taking hostage of more than 200. And, says Hudson,
as we have seen tens of thousands of Palestinians also killed, we have ongoing anguish. And there are students who have deep reactions to that, deep moral outrage.
Which is why preparing for the High Holy Days this year has been so intense.
When our hearts are broken open in grief, there are two possibilities in that. One is isolation and a pulling back. The other is reaching out. And that's the spiritual work.
Spiritual work that junior Matan Martyr Friedgood wants to help his community do on October 7th itself.
Me and one of my housemates are planning a vigil on campus, and we're both musicians, and so we're trying to uplift the space through creating, like, I think we have a 10-piece band to try and play Israeli and Jewish music and just create, like, an atmosphere that is holding all the sadness, you're holding all the grief and all the anger, and you're looking towards the future.
A future, a new year, marked by the hope for peace rather than the carnage of war. Martyr Friedgood plans to end the vigil with this.
Oh, say shalom bin Ramah.
It's the closing line from the Kaddish prayer. He who makes peace in the heavens, may he bring peace to us and all the people of Israel. Let us say, Amen.
Amen.
Jason DeRose, NPR News, Los Angeles.